This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to the video series, How to Love Your Way to Jannah, a guide to an amazing marriage. A marriage can be like an ocean. Sometimes it's calm, and sadly, for all of us, at some point, it'll become turbulent and rough. It's especially the couples that are doing just okay or are fine for the moment, especially for the last few years. You're the ones that I really want you to pay particular and special attention to this video series. You might ask why, if everything's fine. Well, because you're not doing the work that is necessary to bring you closer together and to continue to grow. And there's only one alternative to that, which is that you're going, sadly, eventually to grow apart. There's no middle ground and there's no standing still. My name is Yahya Ibrahim. I've been teaching about love and Islam for many years, and I'm the author of Love Stories from the Quran. And I hope through this video series and the rest of this program that you will come to appreciate that love and marriage can lead to Jannah. Joining me to teach in this series are Megan Wyatt and Mikael Smith. After we learn in the first video how and why our marriage can lead us to Jannah, Megan will show you how to celebrate imperfect relationships, and that's important. Sometimes we seem to think that perfection is what's going to lead us to Jannah, but we're imperfect human beings. And how you use your imperfections to your advantage will be the criterion of whether you make it to Jannah or not. Next, Mikael Smith will take over and teach us on how to help our spouse feel what we're feeling, and more importantly, how we can feel what our spouse is feeling. He literally wrote the book on the moral and emotional intelligence of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Empathy is a skill, and it can be acquired, learned, and taught. People ask, they say, you know, my marriage, my relationship, what's the one thing, Brother Yahya, that you can offer me as advice now that I'm in it or I'm looking to get into it? What's the one thing, the overriding factor that you believe will be of the greatest, most comprehensive advantage for me moving forward in life with my spouse, with my children, with my extended family, with my in-laws? And usually the answer that I will give is compassion. You'll say, well, what does that word mean and how is it applied? You know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah refers to him in the Quran by saying, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I only sent you, O Muhammad, to be an expression of my compassion unto humanity. And I want you to consider that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who we refer to as Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, that His greatest, most known attribute is that He is the most compassionate, the excessive in His mercy, subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah says that an expression of that mercy was the very messengership of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That one greatest, most important factor, the one thing that you and I can add and that will add greater barakah, greater blessing, greater happiness into our home, whether we're happy or not, is rahmah, compassion. And it's one of the expressions that Allah actually literally says is an outcome of marriage. He tells us in Surah Ar-Rum that He created for us from our own selves, خَلَقَ لَكُم مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا, partners in life, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُم مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. He created you and brought you from the same soul, made for you partners that you can share in this life, so that you will be able to achieve and that He will bring down upon you tranquility. And the final word Allah uses, rahmah, merciful compassion, and the ethics of conduct with each other that leads to a compassionate love. The word rahmah is another word in the Arabic language that can refer to the generic love that you and I describe. And I want you to know that whenever you add mercy into something, whenever you add hilm, compassion, clemency, forgiveness into anything, zana, the Prophet ﷺ says, that it beautifies it. And therefore, one of the first teachings that I want to leave you with today is that it's not about proving whether you're right or wrong or the other is wrong. It's not about whether this is the truth and this isn't. That becomes central. It's the expression of it in a compassionate, merciful way. In any argument, compassion will make it better. In any disturbance, compassion will bring it to an easier resolution. In any conflict, compassion and an excessive love and a concept of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as being engendered in the compassion that we seek from Him, the forgiveness we seek from Him, should be expressed to those who we encounter in life. So let me give you examples of the statements of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, "Ar-Rahimuna yarhamhum Ar-Rahman." Those who are compassionate, the most compassionate will send His compassion upon them. Some of the ulama, in explaining this, they said that anyone who seeks to add compassion at a point where others lack it, that the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends upon them to help them in that compassion. And therefore, it returns to that intentional compassion that we seek to interchange with each other. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "Irhamu man fil ard." Show your compassion to those who you reside with upon this earth. Yarhamkum man fis sama. The one above the heavens, Allah the Almighty, subhanahu wa ta'ala, will be showing you His compassion in this life and, of course, on the Day of Judgment. Now, we said we want our marriage to lead us to Jannah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he showed us that the quickest way to paradise is that we earn the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet ﷺ says in the authentic hadith narrated by Imam Muslim, "Ma min la yadkhul al-jannah ahad." No one shall enter Jannah bi amali, on account of their good deeds, on account of righteous conduct. "Qalu wala anta ya Rasulullah." Not even you, O Messenger of Allah, have done enough, worshipped enough, fasted enough, prayed enough, given enough charity, sacrificed enough, stood up for the truth enough, O Messenger of Allah ﷺ. He said, "Wala ana illa an yataghammadani Allahu bi rahmatihi." Not even I will enter Jannah on account of the good deeds that I performed. I shall only enter it on account of Allah's mercy enveloping me. That's a very important concept. And therefore, the first step for you and I realizing that our marriage can lead to Jannah is to realize that whatever compassion we add into it, whatever merciful conduct we add into it, whatever way that we seek to resolve disturbance through our compassionate understanding of each other, which will be techniques that we will solidify throughout the modules that we will study with some of the experts that we've assembled with you, you will find that that becomes the overriding, greatest, most important principle of turning our marriage into a marriage that leads to Jannah. To give you a concrete example, I want you to look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at a moment of tension. Aisha radiallahu anha wa ardaha, the dear wife of the Prophet ﷺ, some would consider her the favorite of the Prophet ﷺ, after the time of Khadija radiallahu anha wa an ummahat al-mu'mineen, the mother of the believers, all of the wives of the Prophet ﷺ. And Aisha radiallahu anha, she'd prepared a meal for the Prophet ﷺ, and from the conduct of the Prophet ﷺ, that if he saw something he didn't want to eat, la ya'ib al-ta'am, he wouldn't say, "I don't want to eat this." He would just ask, seek an alternative. So when he saw what was prepared, and it wasn't something that he wanted to have, he said to Aisha radiallahu anha, "Perhaps we visit, my other wife, Sauda radiallahu anha wa ardaha." Now, she was a senior in the household of the Prophet ﷺ. She was an accomplished chef, by all accounts. And Aisha radiallahu anha hadn't been seasoned in that regard, pun entirely intended. So Aisha kind of understood where they was going. And the Prophet ﷺ said, "Perhaps we'll share your food with her." So the Prophet orders and brings Aisha with the food, and they go visit Sauda radiallahu anha. And when they arrive there, Sauda, hearing about the Prophet's arrival radiallahu anha, prepared a feast, prepared the best she could, and she outdid herself. And Aisha, upon seeing the plate being lowered to the Prophet by Sauda, she was overcome with a moment of agitation and jealousy. And she struck the plate, and the plate fell and cascaded, and it broke. And the food fell on the ground. Now, for any of us at that moment, compassion isn't the first thought. To deal with it in a compassionate, merciful, humorous way, as the Prophet ﷺ did, isn't the first thought that comes to mind. And it's at that moment the Prophet ﷺ makes light of the circumstance. He doesn't say, "How dare you? This is the ni'mah of Allah. What's wrong with you? Are you jealous?" He says to her, radiallahu anha, "Perhaps if you tried it first," and he reached over to some of the food that hadn't been soiled by the ground, and he moves it towards her, and of course, who would refuse the hand of the Prophet ﷺ? So Aisha, she tasted and she enjoyed it, fastat'amat, she said it was delicious. And the Prophet ﷺ smiled and they continued eating, the three of them. Afterwards, Aisha picked up her plate and they're going home. The Prophet didn't make any criticism as of yet of the behavior. And he says to Aisha, in a conciliatory way, in a merciful way, he says, "Perhaps if you leave your plate for her, she can enjoy it as we enjoyed hers." It's a polite way of saying you broke her plate, radiallahu anha ya Aisha, perhaps you should leave this for her. And Aisha, she returns without her plate, in replacement of that plate. Now, there's two ways people can deal with similar conflict. You can deal with it with lacking mercy, proving your point. And I want you to know that the Sunnah wasn't about proving you're right, but it was about establishing mercy and compassion that leads people to what is right thereafter. It's a vivid example from the household of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Compassion is the greatest, most important principle to establish in a marriage that will lead to Jannah. I'd like to hear from you. What's one thing from this video that really spoke to you, that resonated with you? Put it in the comments below and I'll be reading it. And inshallah, I look forward to engaging with your answers and discussion. Thank you for watching. In the next video, Megan Wyatt will talk to you about the imperfections in your marriage and in my marriage and how to celebrate them and utilize them as stepping stones that can lead us to a marriage that leads to Jannah.